I think Ives is America's greatest composer because he's more than a musician. He's a philosopher, a poet, and his work is right up there with Walt Whitman and Emerson and the transcendentalists that he so admired. Now, Ives is one of those guys, he could write the most beautiful, sentimental music if he wanted to, and he could also write some of the most challenging, confounding, confrontational music, which goes into the territory of sensory overload. So many things happening at once. The Fourth Symphony is largely built up out of quotations of hymn tunes and jigs and folk songs. They're all things that people know very well, especially in Ives' day, they knew very well. But they're put into a kind of musical Cuisinart in a way. Ives used hymn tunes and folk songs because he thought it was a way that people could more easily follow his compositional process. It's concerned with just little fragments of tunes or the wind in the trees or the commonplace occurrences of life, but made into a vast and universal canvas. The Third Symphony also is one of my actually most favorite. In its last movement, there's some of the most impassioned string music that ever has been written. Be able to play this with the kind of dazzling, fearless commitment that the San Francisco Symphony has brought to these works is something truly special.